The Syrian army makes fresh gains in the fight against insurgents in the Damascus countryside. Military officials say troops are now in control of the town of Dara Qaswa. The army destroyed a large cache of weapons during the operation. U.S. police say shooting on the campus of Seattle Pacific University has left one person dead and several others injured. The university campus has been on a lockdown. Officers say they have a suspect in custody. The UN Secretary General has urged Israel to halt settlement expansion on occupied Palestinian territories. Ban Ki-moon expressed deep concern over Israel's plans to build more than 3,200 settler units in the West Bank and East Jerusalem outlets. All Israeli settlements are illegal under international law. A Venezuelan court orders opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez to stand trial on charges of instigating violence at anti-government protests. Lopez has been in jail since February the 18th. The charges relate to demonstrations during which three people were killed. Lopez could face up to 10 years in jail if convicted. The 2022 World Cup host Qatar is under fire over its treatment of migrant laborers. International unions have called Qatar, quote, a slave state and said little real action has been taken to improve laborers' working conditions. Amnesty International also said that foreign workers in Qatar are being treated like animals. Police in Haiti confront protesters calling for the ouster of President Michel Martelly. Officers fired tear gas to break up the mass march in downtown Port-au-Prince. The demonstrators say Martelly must be removed because of widespread corruption in the government and his failure to improve jobs, schools, and healthcare. U.S. President Barack Obama says he absolutely makes no apologies for a recent swap deal with the Taliban. The U.S. government has faced criticism for the deal, which saw five Guantanamo Bay detainees exchanged for the Taliban-held American soldier Bo Bergdahl. And scientists in the U.S. and China have discovered a mechanism by which a good night's sleep improves learning and memory. The scientists use advanced microscopy to know connections between brain cells during sleep. The findings suggest even intense training could not make up for lost sleep.